Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Schuster. It's a privilege to unite your intentions with the intention of this Mass, and with everyone listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. We will open with number 497, in the St. Michael hymnal 497, Creator of the Stars of Night. Creator of the stars of night, your people's everlasting light, O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you hear us when we call. In sorrow that the ancient curse should doom to death a universe, you came, O Savior, to set free your own inglorious liberty. When this old world drew on toward night, you came not in splendor bright, not as a monarch but a child of Mary, blameless mother mild. You, O Lord, are close, and all your ways are truth. From of old I have known of your decrees, for you are eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Unworthy servants that we are, O Lord, grieved by the guilt of our deeds, we pray that you may gladden us by the saving advent of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Raise a glad cry, you barren one who did not bear. Break forth in jubilant song, you who were not in labor. For more numerous are the children of the deserted wife than the children of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the space for your tent, spread out your tent clothes unsparingly. Lengthen your ropes and make firm your stakes. For you shall spread abroad to the right and to the left. Your descendants shall dispossess the nations and shall people the desolate cities. Fear not, you shall not be put to shame. You need not blush, for you shall not be disgraced. The shame of your youth you shall forget, the reproach of your widowhood no longer remember. For he who has become your husband is your Maker. His name is the Lord of hosts. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, called God of all the earth. The Lord calls you back, like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife married in youth and then cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great tenderness I will take you back. In an outburst of wrath, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with enduring love, I take pity on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. This is for me like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah should never again deluge the earth. So I have sworn not to be angry with you or to rebuke you. Though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, my love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought me up from the netherworld. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit.
I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me.
Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his goodwill. At night, weeping enters in, but with the dawn, rejoicing. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You change my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks.
I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom the Scripture says, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God, but the Pharisees and scholars of the law who were not baptized by him rejected the plan of God for themselves. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Isaiah's words to us today are absolutely ravishing. This morning in Wisconsin, we awoke to 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts. The words then that came to us when we opened the scriptures this morning were from Isaiah. Though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, my love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. And we woke up to shaking houses and everything shaking. And these words were there waiting for us. We used to sing that song. It's popular in the 1980s. Though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, yet the love of the Lord shall stand. That's colloquially what you're hearing here. We know there's been a recent string of tornadoes and destruction, including tragic deaths. That wind will come and mountains may fall, hills be turned to dust. It's a terrible sounding thing, but it reminds us of why it's so important to remain in a state of grace. Because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when these things will come. We don't know the day or the hour. What do we mean by a state of grace? Of course, we mean preserving our souls from mortal sin and the effects of sin. It's not, though, maintaining some kind of perfection, as if we can do that. Remember, the Fourth Lateran Council says we are unable to not sin every single day. We all fall short of the grace of God. but to remain in an active and loving covenant without doing the worst things. Maybe that's another way of talking about a state of grace. An active and loving covenant, so that in our weakness daily, we're always relying on the Lord, the one we heard about in Isaiah, the one that at one time we cast off and ran away from, and was angry for a moment, but has chosen to take us back, that has chosen to marry us, marry the soul, the human soul, that has chosen to promise us these beautiful things, like I'll never leave you. I will never, ever leave you. It's important that we don't do the leaving, but that we live in an active covenant with the Lord God every single day. There's the image in Isaiah of the wandering bride, or the bride that has been renewed in her covenant. We live as the renewed bride in covenant because Christ has made that covenant with us in his blood. The one who's coming at Christmas is the one who came to fulfill these words in a way that even as we hear them from Isaiah, that they weren't even yet true, but now they're just cement. They're unstoppable. They're bulletproof. I think people often think that if things don't go their way, that God has left them. We need to have, I think, more faith than that. I don't think that's what it means. I don't think it means we're the wandering bride. Just because things didn't go our way, God must have forsaken me. The covenant runs deeper than what we see. It has to do with our soul. Faith and Advent, Christmas, it's all about salvation. It's not about getting what we want. I asked seventh graders when I was teaching them, I said, why do you think most people stop believing in God? And they were right on. One kid raised his hand and said, because they prayed for something and didn't get it. I said, well, that's not great deep faith. My seventh graders got that, but do we get that? The covenant runs deeper than getting what we want or maintaining moral perfection. It's a relationship. It's something that we actively have to be aware of every single day. Like when we wake up, do we renew the covenant? When we come to Mass, it's certainly covenant renewal. And the sacraments are covenant renewal. How do we not think about God for even a second all day long? How are we not aware of the gift of life? And when the house is shaking this morning, that this is a gift. Everything I have, the mountains might fall, the hills might turn to dust, but I've got something that the Lord has given me. We hope that everyone who approaches Christmas leaves with a great sense of renewal, that they've got something no matter what happens around them or to them, even death. That is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Might have said this here before as good news, but I said the same thing to my fifth grade class. I said, they know how to complete my sentences. I say the same things over. I said, death is not the worst thing that can happen to you. And then they roll their eyes and they put their head back and they went forth and they say, but being separated from Christ is. That's right. Even if the mountains fall and the hills turn to dust, find yourself as the bride who's been in a covenant the whole time, and don't forget God for a second. Let us offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. For the Holy Father and his intentions that our Lord will bless and support his leadership of the church and the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a conversion of hearts to the culture of life in the United States of America and throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and homebound, that they may experience the love of God and their fellow man in this blessed season of Advent, we pray to the Lord. For all families, especially those who are struggling with finances and other conflicts, that they will find peace this Christmas, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Joe Suffoletta, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For the victims of natural disasters, for their families, for relief efforts, let us pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
we offer you these, our prayers, merciful and loving Father, and all the thoughts and cares of our hearts, placing our hope and our trust in you. through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we've received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Spiritual Communion Prayer. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us live justly and devoutly in this age as we await the blessed hope and the coming of the glory of our great God. Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray, for even now as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, be with you.
And with your spirit.
Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for the Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
You know, the word is spreading around America. This is the go-to place if you've got a prayer and you want the whole country praying for it. So I invite people to join us every night for the Family Rosary Across America Live.
7 p.m. Central.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Relevant Radio.